Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into something really exciting, drifting a Honda Civic with an electronic emergency brake. You might be wondering, can you actually get sideways with one of these newer models? Let's find out. First, let's talk about the setup. You know how older cars have that classic manual handbrake right between the seats? Well, newer Hondas, including the Civic, have switched to an electronic emergency brake. It's just a little switch you push on and pull off. No more yanking a lever and feeling those cables engage. So the big question is, does this electronic system allow you to drift? Now, here's where it gets interesting. In older cars, you pull the handbrake and boom, rear wheels lock up. That's what gives you that sweet drift. But with these electronic systems, there's a computer involved. And we all know computers love their safety features. They often prevent you from doing those thrilling maneuvers. So, Will, Honda's system let us engage the rear brakes while we're moving? Let's get into it. Alright, so, I'm in the Civic, and there's our electronic brake switch. It's super simple. Push to disengage, pull to engage. The real question is whether Honda has programmed it to prevent engagement while driving. To be safe, we're heading out to a nice clear area. No traffic, no pedestrians. Just wide open space. Remember, safety first. You definitely don't want to try this in a crowded parking lot or on the streets. Now we're at our location. Time to put this theory to the test. I'm going to pick up some speed and then pull that electronic brake switch. Here we go. Wow, it actually worked. When I pulled that brake while moving, the rear wheels locked up just like they would with a traditional handbrake. The back end of the car came around, and I was able to drift. Honestly, I was skeptical if this would work. Many modern cars with electronic brakes won't let you engage them above a certain speed, or they might only apply partial braking force. But Honda's system? It allows full engagement, which is pretty cool. Let me break down how this electronic e-brake actually works. Instead of a cable, there's an electric motor at each rear brake caliper. When you pull that switch, it sends an electrical signal to those motors, which clamp down on the brake rotors. This setup is more reliable than those old cables that can stretch or rust, and it takes up less space in your car. But there are downsides. If your battery dies, things can get complicated, and you lose that gradual pressure you get with a manual lever. Now, a quick safety note before anyone tries this at home. Just because you can drift doesn't mean you should. Especially not on public roads. We did this test in an empty area with plenty of runoff space. Locking up the rear brakes isn't what these components are designed for, and it can cause wear and tear on your brakes. So if you're thinking about trying this, be smart about it. Also, drifting in wet or icy conditions, that's a big no-no. You'll have less control, and it could lead to an unpredictable spin-out. Stick to dry pavement in controlled environments only. So, what happens if your electronic parking brake stops working? Well, it usually comes down to a failed motor or an electrical issue, which will trigger a warning light on your dashboard. If that happens, definitely get it checked out. You don't want to be driving around without a functioning parking brake. Now, as for the drift itself, it's not quite the same as with a manual handbrake. With a manual setup, you can control how much pressure you apply. With the electronic brake, it's more of an on-off situation, but the results are still thrilling. Those rear wheels can lock up, and you can get sideways. So what did we learn today? First, yes, you can actually drift a Honda Civic using its electronic emergency brake, and it works surprisingly well. Second, while it's a fun experiment, safety is paramount. And lastly, keep in mind the potential for wear and tear on your brakes. Thanks for listening. What do you think? Would you ever try drifting with an electronic brake, or does it sound too risky? Let me know, and I'll catch you in the next one.